You're listening to Zed Games. Thank you very much for tuning in. Now, we are joined tonight by a very special guest, Ben Eli of Regurgitator. Ben, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Now, tomorrow you are launching a very special exhibition.
Yeah.
It's called Game Over Art Show.
Yeah, well, it's the show's called Game Over, and it's at Lust for Life Gallery at Wickham Street in the Valley. And I've been working on this art show for about 2 months or so, every day alone in my studio, going completely crazy, trying to paint. I've been inventing board games as well as like painting kind of video game related art as well.
Cool.
So yeah, it's kind of, I'm so glad that it's finally hung up and it's there and I don't have to think about it anymore, which is a really good thing.
I read a blurb for the exhibition. It says it sort of parallels the actual games that we play, like board games and video games, and the social games that we play. Well, when did you realize that there was a...
Well, I kind of wanted to put that spin on it, you know, kind of, you know, with the idea of romance and, you know, the girl being like player one and the guy being player two and things like that. Or, you know, I mean, I kind of thought about those kind of concepts, but I mean, yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of that kind of spin in there, but I mean, it's art. And so it's kind of a little bit obscure in some ways, but then there's definitely defined kind of icons and symbols that you'll recognize from games and things as well. So it's vague and very definite at the same time.
Now, this isn't your first exhibition, is it?
No. No, I've done quite a... this is probably my... about my fifth or sixth show, but, I mean, this is the biggest show I've ever done. I mean, this, I've got 29 paintings up, and it's stressed the hell out of me. And but, I mean, I'm pretty happy that it's kind of all, finished and done. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you're co-exhibiting with a friend of yours, Brian Graydon.
Yeah.
Well, what's the story with you guys?
Oh, well, we've been really good friends since grade three, and so we kind of grew up playing games a lot together. Yeah, I mean, we kind of played Space... we were together the first time I saw Space Invaders, the first tabletop machine. I saw the first tabletop machine, and we kind of went through the 80s, kind of... you know, we played Hanamex, Pong. I kind of, it feels like I went through the history of gaming with this guy, you know? So, I mean, yeah, so we kind of, yeah, it's really good that I get to do a show with him.
And his art, is that also video game inspired?
No, his stuff's different because he's a tattooist, but yeah, his stuff is a little bit of a different, more illustrative kind of tattoo style. Yeah.
So Space Invaders, Pong, you mentioned. What other retro video games do you remember playing growing up?
Galaga was a big one. Pac-Man was a big one. I touched on those in the art show. That kind of stuff. I mean, I had an Atari that was pretty big. Also had a Commodore 64 that we used to spend days programming our own games. You know, we'd get those, like, magazines with the pages of, you know, letters and numbers. And if you got one wrong, the game wouldn't work. And, you know, I mean, those kind of things. Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you still find any time to play video games? You're a busy man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've taken up so much time doing art lately, but, I mean, I do like playing a lot of tabletop 80s games still, and I love pinball. I wish I had more time, but it seems like the games that you get these days on, you know, Xbox, say, or whatever, seem so involved that, you know, they chew up so much time, and, yeah, I kind of played them for ages, and then I kind of got to a point where I kind of need more time to do art and stuff. But I mean, I still love them, and I've got a PSP that I play. But I mean, I'll go to friends' houses to play Xbox or other stuff because if I have them in my house, I feel like I just get so obsessed that I don't get off them for 3 days, and then I haven't slept, and I feel like a zombie.
A lot of your songs that you've written reference video games.
Yeah.
What songs in particular do you think have the most video game references in them?
Well, yeah, I guess a lot of them have because I guess they've been a really big part of my life throughout the years. And, well, yeah, I mean, obviously Black Bugs is a big one, or on the new album I did Game Over. That was a reference to video games, but also a reference to Bill Paxton from the Aliens 2 movie.
Yep.
yeah, I guess, yeah, I kind of touch on it occasionally, maybe just because it's kind of a part of my life and I like to sing about stuff you get involved with.
And Black Bugs we played just before. Was there any particular video game that inspired that?
Yeah, it was definitely. I was playing Turok the Dinosaur Hunter with my friend who I used to skate with, and we just went skating, and then after we skated, we went back to his place and played Turok, and I wrote the song while I was playing Turok.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was Turok 1, I think. There is black bugs in that game that attack you, and they did kill me, and that's why I wrote the song. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we might hear another track of yours. This one's called Freshman When We Return with Ben Eli.
You are back listening to Zed Games, and we are still with Ben Eli, who's talking about his upcoming art show, Game Over. So we were just listening to Regurgitator there with, what was that one, Razor? That
Freshmint.
Was Freshmint. I should have asked you, Ben, when you were there.
Surprised I remember what the song's called.
I'm getting out of here now. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're staying here for another half
I'll see myself out.
So, Ben, is this what you've been doing full-time now? I guess art, is that what you said? You've got, 29 pieces in this exhibition. You've done other exhibitions. Is this...
No, well, I just do it off and on. I've been doing this for the last 2 months, but I'm sort of glad it's finished now so I can do some music again.
Oh, getting back into music.
Yeah, so, but I mean, really enjoy doing visual art, and it's been really fun. It's been really good to do it. Mm-hmm. Hanging out by myself all day, going crazy. It's really great. You should try it.
Well, you've really sold it. I'm right. So have you got like a home studio set up?
I do. I've got a little, studio at the back of my house.
Okay. And Brian works in, it's a Melbourne tattoo place, is it?
Yeah.
Like Corpus?
That's right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So have you guys been doing a lot of this down in Melbourne or up here?
Well, we made all the art because we both live in Melbourne, and then, I kind of freighted and flew up the stuff, yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
Awesome.
Should be kind of fun.
Cool. We were just chatting off air about comic books.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize you're a huge comic book fan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what are you reading right now?
What am I reading right now? I just read Planet Hulk, and I've been reading a lot of Captain America lately, but I was originally into kind of Japanese samurai stuff, like Lone Wolf and Cub and Path of the Assassin, that kind of like old school, and then lately I've been getting into Marvel stuff. I don't know why I'm saying this. I'm just so... it's dark secrets about myself.
That's right. It's an audience of nerds. They're going to be like, oh my God, he's
I
a
love
nerd.
This show. This show is great. I feel at home.
Exactly.
It's the most I've ever felt at home at Triple Z.
It's also an audience of four, so, you know, it's
audience
fine.
It's just us.
Yes.
Ah, but you guys are going to come to my art show tomorrow night, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that's nice. Thanks. There'll be four of us there.
Do you ever play any music-related video games like Rock Band, Guitar Hero, or DJ Hero?
Oh, look, I've got a bit of a problem with those. I mean, I did try once to play Guitar Hero, and I just kind of felt, there's a little bit of skill involved with playing Guitar Hero, but I kind of think, why don't I just pick up the guitar and play the guitar? I mean, it's probably easier, and it's probably more satisfying. But, I mean, and I felt like the feel of playing the guitar in the Guitar Hero wasn't as great as actually playing guitar through like a really loud amplifier. It's a lot more fun, even if you play like three chords with a really fast punk rock drummer. It's really good, and it's probably just as easy as playing Guitar Hero, but that's just my opinion. And if you love Guitar Hero, please keep playing Guitar Hero.
Go ahead and stop. What would be a song that you would be most likely to choose to play if you were going to sit down and had to have a battle with some group, friends?
Playing Guitar Hero?
Guitar Hero, yeah.
Oh, I have to be Sweet Child of Mine.
Of course.
Scoo-da-doo-doo-da-doo-da-doo. Woo.
You don't take the opportunity to sing that one as well?
Well, I do it while I'm playing it. Oh, it helps me play better. You guys do that when you play video games, don't you? You kind of yell at the screen and stuff. And you got to get involved. If you don't, you kind of, what's the point of playing video games?
Yelling's very different to singing melodically.
Oh, not really. I've seen a lot of people sing like that.
It's true.
Yeah.
You don't sing along to your video games, Max Payne walking around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Max Payne's like, I gotta kill you! I was gonna swear then, sorry.
Language warning.
I didn't actually say hole. I just said ass.
Yeah, okay. let our listeners solve that puzzle.
Yes.
I think every gamer has like an ideal game that they would create if they were given like the reins to create their own game. What would be yours?
It'd be called God, and just create worlds and control armies and just do whatever you want. You could make unicorns jumping over rainbows, or you could make like a tribe of barbarians slaughtering peasants or something. You could do whatever you want. Call it God. Yeah, I think that's good. We should do that. Why did I just say that? I should have said that to you when we were off air.
Copyright that.
There's a bunch of guys right now going, God, it's brilliant. And they're all running to try this and actually called, secure the URL right now.
God. Yeah. Sorry. You guys should just say, tell me to get out.
No, this is Champagne Radio, Ben.
Oh, okay.
Gold.
Come in every week.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah, well, okay. Let's do it.
How about let's hear something from your latest Regurgitator album.
Uh-huh.
This one's a very short one.
Oh, is it?
Can you tell us about this one? That's it's called like... Game Over.
Well, I mean, it's been a running joke with our band, just the Game Over thing from Aliens 2, the Bill Paxton line when Bill Paxton's freaking out and he realizes that he can't get off the planet. And we just love how emotional he is when he's actually saying game over. And it's stuck with us for a very long time that we thought we'd turn it into a song. And that's why we did this song.
Bill Paxton.
Did you hear the Bill Paxton?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Very quiet.
It's very quiet. But yeah, Bill Paxton's there. Oh God, say something quickly before I make an idiot of myself.
No, let him keep going.
Yeah. Well, your exhibition launches tomorrow at the Lust for Life Gallery here in the Fortitude Valley.
Yep. That's right, 7 o'clock. It'll be free beer and free wine.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that every night that this exhibition's running? Because I'm thinking there'll be more than four people showing up.
Well, there will be running for 4 weeks, but tomorrow night's the only night with free beer.
So everyone come tomorrow night. No, don't. Spread it out. Come along over the next month.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you can't make it tomorrow night, just go whenever you want.
Keep going. Go back multiple times. Yeah.
Get tattooed as well. Get a coffee.
Is that happening there?
Tattooing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going to get a Pac-Man tattoo.
Well, I was wondering. Have you always wanted
to get a Pac-Man tattoo.
Have you ever let Brian give you any tattoos?
Yeah, he's tattooed me heaps.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll get into that later.
That will make a great radio.
No, I wasn't going to ask you to describe.
So show our listeners some of your tattoos.
Show our listeners.
Here's one and here's another.
Well, they're amazing.
Might come down and get myself a tattoo. Something games related, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, well, you can do. Mm. Yeah.
Have you ever considered actually getting a video game related tattoo?
Yes, I have, but I haven't got any. I've got friends that have got them. Mm. I don't know. I'm a middle-aged man. It probably doesn't look so great, I think. I don't know. I'm middle-aged now. So
yeah. I'm concerned that one day I'm going to be an 80-year-old man having to explain to people what a Pac-Man was, you know? I think you're kind of safe with Pac-Man because it is, you know, it's 20 years old, it's a classic, but you can't just be like, well, let me tell you all about Solid Snake, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's got tattoos, doesn't he?
The thing is, when you're 80, everybody else that you know now is going to be the same age with you. It's not like you're the only one that's aging. So
you've got a good point.
Our generation will still know.
Yeah, but I'm not going to explain to them because also they'll all be senile or dead. It'll be the young
they'll be your grandchildren.
Me, and they'll be belittling me for having...
You know what? It's fine. It's just going to be a blur on you anyway.
That's true.
It's going to be a little blue blob.
Yeah, then they don't need to know that it used to be Tails from the Sonic series.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's right, It'll be fine.
Yeah, you'd regret that one immediately, really.
Well, it probably would have all stretched out by the time you're 80 so much so that it would just be a little blue blob.
Yeah.
No definition by that age, my
It'll
friend.
Be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
All right, sorry. Cool.
Well, Ben, thank you very much again for joining us tonight on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
So much fun.
We'll go now with... did you write this song? It's called My Computer Crashed.
I did, yeah. This is my stupid song. It's called My Computer Crashed. And I actually wrote it because I did a demo of it on my computer and the computer blew up in the middle of making the demo. And so I had to do the demo again. And I changed the name of the song to My Computer Crashed.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Can we get the details about your show once more?
Yeah, well, it's at the Lust for Life Gallery on Wickham Street in the Valley tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Come down if you want, if you're bored, if you want to get out.
I do believe you mentioned free beer and wine.
Well, that is true.